Baba and the 40 Thieves. Chapter 1. The Treasure Cave. Once upon a time in Persia, there lived two brothers. One was named Kasim, and the other Ali Baba. Kasim married a rich woman, but Ali Baba was poor. One day, Ali Baba was cutting wood in the forest. He saw a group of men coming toward him.
"They must be robbers,"
he said to himself. He climbed a tree to hide. When the horsemen came up, Ali Baba counted them. There were 40 men in all. They got off their horses before a black rock. The captain said the words,
"Open sesame!"
A door in the rock magically opened. The men all went inside and the door closed behind them. Ali Baba stayed in the tree. After a while, the door opened again. The robbers all came out. Then the captain said,
"Close, sesame!"
And the door closed again. Then all the men rode away.
"I must see what's behind that door,"
thought Ali Baba. As soon as the men were out of sight, Ali Baba climbed down.
"Open sesame!"
he said in front of the rock. The door opened, and Ali Baba entered into a large cave. It was full of all kinds of treasure.
"Wow! There are rich silks, carpets, gold, silver, and bags of money!"
cried Ali Baba. He loaded his three mules with as many bags as possible. When he was finished, Ali Baba said,
"Close, sesame!"
And the door closed. He then went straight home. At home, Ali Baba told his wife about their good luck. She was really happy.
"Let's measure the gold," she said.
But she didn't have a measuring stick. She ran to Kasim's wife to borrow one. Kasim's wife was very curious. So she put a little glue on the back of the measuring stick. Ali Baba's wife measured the treasure. A piece of gold stuck to the back of the measuring stick. Kasim's wife saw the gold and told her husband. Kasim went to visit Ali Baba.
"Please, tell me how you got the gold,"
he said. Ali Baba then explained about the big black rock.
"I will get some treasure too,"
said Kasim. The next day, Kasim went to the forest. He took a lot of mules with him to carry the treasure.
"Open sesame,"
said Kasim. And sure enough, the door opened. He went in and the door closed. He piled bags of gold near the door. Then he was ready to leave, but he had forgotten the magic words to open the door. He tried to remember for a long time. Finally, the robbers came back to the cave. They saw Kasim inside and rushed into the cave. They pulled out their swords and killed him. Then they cut him into four pieces and left him in the cave. That night, Kasim's wife ran to Ali Baba.
"I'm so worried about my husband," she cried.
"Please don't worry,"
answered Ali Baba.
"If he doesn't return by the morning, I'll find him."
In the morning, Ali Baba prepared his three mules. He then left for the cave. When he entered, he was struck with horror.
he quickly carried his brother's body to his house. Ali Baba didn't want people to know how Kasim died. Kasim's wife had a servant named Morgiana. She was very smart, so Ali Baba asked her to help him.
"Please bring Mustafa the tailor to sew up Kasim's body,"
ordered Ali Baba. Morgiana went to Mustafa in the early morning. She tied a handkerchief over his eyes. Then she took him to Ali Baba's house. Mustafa didn't know where he was. Afterwards, Ali Baba told the town that Kasim had died of natural causes. Ali Baba buried him, and everything remained a secret. In those days, men in Persia had more than one wife. Often, when a husband died, his brother would marry his wife. Ali Baba decided to marry his brother's wife. Then no one would be curious about his new treasures. Therefore, Ali Baba married Kasim's widow. Then he went to live in her house.